Thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. So on Friday, May 6th, renowned investor Paul Tudor Jones appeared on CNBC and he said, "Now is not the time to own stocks or bonds. With inflation running at its highest rate in 40 years, do you really want that kind of volatility and uncertainty? If you've been jumping from one investment idea to the next, a gold IRA with Noble Gold might be perfect for you. A reliable hedge against inflation is exactly what we need. And with gold, you'll shield your gains from taxes. You'll keep the real value of your wealth, and you'll own a global asset, something tangible, and you can help protect your wealth against an economic crash. What's not to like? And this month, for every IRA opened above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin, completely free as a thank you. Call 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
Biden, Newsom, all of these elected officials, I do not believe they've been elected, truly. They've obviously taken an oath to something else, whether it's a WEF, whether it's the Davos group, right? Or they're CCP foot soldiers. They're not serving the people. Either they're being blackmailed, or they're being coerced, or they're being threatened, or they're just evildoers. I don't know. But folks, this primary election is the most important election in the history of the state of California, if not the nation.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Please, please spread this one far and wide. That was Renette Senem, the 2-time mayor of Nevada City, California, and a true patriot who serves the many, not the money. And she's running for governor against Gavin Newsom in California. Now, just imagine, friends, if we get people who love the Constitution elected to governor in California, just as we're attempting to do in Idaho with Ammon Bundy, patriots are stepping up and we need to support them. Before we start this gripping conversation with Renette Senem, the next governor of California, just a quick word about our sponsor. Did you know that 100,000 Cubans are using Bitcoin in response to U.S. sanctions? And cryptocurrencies as a whole are growing faster than the adoption of the internet? You can earn hundreds of thousands of dollars investing in crypto. And did you know that if you do it right, you don't have to pay cap gains tax on it? Open a Roth crypto IRA with My Digital Money now to take advantage of it. You will pay based on your contribution and nothing on your capital gains. If Ethereum or Chainlink doubles or Bitcoin surges to a new high, you could easily be doubling your investments. My Digital Money's US-based phone support is always ready to answer your questions. And you know what's better? They will give you a free $50 in credit if you fund your My Digital Money crypto IRA account with at least $1,000. And when you're ready for retirement, no capital gains tax. Go to mydigitalmoney.com now. mydigitalmoney.com. Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's absolutely wonderful to have you guys back. California, why in the world would 650,000 people leave the state of California for other states in 2020 alone? Well, I think we know the answer. The Democrat Party, Gavin Newsom, the demonic Democrats are burning the state down. I'm very excited to have on the line Renette Senem. She is running with no party affiliation for the formerly great state of California. She joins me now. Renette, how are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for coming on. So, Gavin Newsom, House of Getty. Can you beat this guy? Can anybody beat this guy?
You know, I have to tell you something. There is a myth out there that Newsom is supported by the majority of Californians. But what most people don't realize is there's 22 million registered voters in the state of California. And in 2018, Newsom only got 2.3 million votes.
Wow.
Right?
Go ahead.
And John Cox, who was Republican, got the next amount. He was a runner-up and he got 1.7 million. So that was when Newsom was somewhat liked. But now, of course, after 4 years of torture, those numbers have gone down. So we're letting people know this isn't about getting rid of Newsom in the general come November. We believe that we can get rid of him come the primary, June 7th.
Well, and I believe y'all should have gotten rid of him with that recall. How in the world did he survive that recall? I thought the writing was on the wall and he was out.
Well, you know, I think if you watch the show, the documentary that just came out, 2000 Mules, you'll understand why. And in fact, that movie, 2000 Mules, with all the ballot stuffing and, you know, ballot harvesters, we're now getting reports of that right now happening here in California at the moment.
Of course. Of course. Well, and we're all worried about the 2022 election, although there are many states taking steps to ban these drop boxes and try to have some measure of election integrity. Without election integrity, we don't have a country, Renette. I mean, it's gone. We need election integrity. Yeah, 2000 Mules cements what we already knew to be true. But don't you find it funny the mainstream media still going out of its way to try to discredit even that fantastic movie, 2000 Mules?
Well, they're all in cahoots, right? So it's big money. Even the ones who are running right now, there's 26 candidates currently for California governor, including Newsom. And the news is only giving a little bit, and I mean a little bit of coverage, because they certainly don't really want people to know there's an upcoming primary, which, by the way, is much more important than the general election. That's where you hit the ball up at the net. And then by November, basically your options are nil. You've got two people to choose from. But the media does not want people to know there's a primary, and they certainly don't want to give any coverage to the candidates who have not taken big corporate money. So we're now seeing the playing field on the top three, four of the contenders, the ones who are getting just some of the press, right, have all received big corporate money. And they're all tied in, and so is the media. So what they do is they play this game where they try to downplay, give very little coverage to the primary, because what people don't know is that, and this is a rule of thumb that I've personally experienced on the campaign trail, and that is that 80% of people agree on 90% of the issues. 80% of the people agree on 90% of the issues. But the problem is in the primary, that 80% of the people don't vote until the general. Most people think the primary is not important. The primary, it's open primary, which means you can vote for any candidate, does not matter your party affiliation. And then the top two vote getters go off to the November election, the general election. By that time, the die has been cast. And that's when the people in the middle are now going to really vote. The majority of them are going to vote in the general. Well, by that time, it's been the extremes on either side, the left and the right, who voted for the two people in the primary. And people don't know that. So they have come to believe that the general election is the most important election. Like, no, both elections are important, but the primary election, and the ballots are already out in our hands, is the most important election of the two, because that's where you're setting the ball up at the net. And every time, and this is historical, every time it's the most extremes on either side that vote primary. And it's a recipe for disaster.
Well, guys, let me show you the website here. Nice looking website here. Renette Senham for California Governor 2022. You told me just prior to me hitting record that you can't serve the people anymore as a Republican or a Democrat because of what? Big money? Because these people are all bought and paid for?
Exactly. What happened was in 2010, there was a Supreme Court decision called Citizens United versus the Federal Elections Commission. And basically what that said was that corporations, their donations are considered a First Amendment right, freedom of speech. So that's corporate personhood. Now, all of a sudden, corporations have the same rights as individuals, as people, as citizens. And so ever since then, their donors are allowed to come into and infiltrate the whole entire election process. And that has completely eviscerated representative government as we know it. So we wonder why our legislators over here are voting and authorizing, you know, and authoring bills over here. And yet we feel over here is because they're not representing us. They're representing the big money. So whether you're a Democrat or Republican, it doesn't matter. Big money will only let you serve big money.
Okay. So explain the primary process to us. The primary, I guess, is June 7th.
Right. So how it works here in California is that it's an open primary. So that means you can vote for anybody, any candidate of any party, does not matter. It's a top two vote getters. So it could be a declined state or two Republicans or two Democrats or whatever. And what happens is the ballots go out 30 days before, which is horrific because, as you know, you watch 2000 Mules. Ballots are being harvested, they're being stuffed, they're being taken advantage of. And in fact, my campaign manager, Melissa Grace, just this morning sent me a photograph of a ballot that was sent to her mother's home. And it is actually of her, it's for her grandfather, Fred, who, by the way, died in 2009, and he just got his ballot.
Of course he did.
So the thing is this, is that what's going on is that we tell people, do not fill out your ballot and then pop it in the mail. Don't do that. Also, do not put your ballots in those polling boxes, election ballot boxes along the streets and the corners in front of libraries, because those are owned by corporations. They're privately owned. They're not owned by the state. Hold on to the ballot and actually go to your county, if you can, your elections office, and drop it off there, where it's actually a county-owned building. Do not put it in the mail unless you happen to be out of town and you have no other choice. But if you put it in the mail, you're also giving the powers that be time to do something with your ballot. And we've got to get rid of these paper ballots. They're dangerous. They're fraught with tampering. And we've got to go back to just one day, election day, go down, check off your paper ballot, and you're good to go.
Well, let me do another screen share here, and let me ask you about a lightning rod topic here. In my view, these are my words, not yours, Renette, but in my view, Senator Richard Pan is a demonic entity. I mean, this man is behind so much of this mandatory vaccine pushing we see in California. Now, you may recall SB 277, which I don't have on this list. That was mandatory childhood vaccinations for your children. You got to get all the vaccines if you want your child even to be privately educated. In addition to that, SB 871, SB 866, SB 920, you guys can read some of these. SB 1464 forces law enforcement officials to enforce public health orders, even if they oppose such orders. This is absolute fascism and a totalitarian dictatorship. And I guess my question for you, Renette, isn't so much about vaccines. It's about the tyranny we see coming out of Sacramento in California. Well, I mean, how are people in California stomaching this if you're not a diehard Democrat?
They're not. They're having a difficult time with it. And they're holding their breath for this election to see whether or not they have to move. And the election doesn't go well, you're going to have another massive wave, another massive exodus out of California. I've got a lot of people who are just holding their breath. We have to understand something here. There's been a playbook, and we've been calling this out the whole entire time. And right now they've been easing up on restrictions, right? They're already starting to lock down again. We knew this was going to happen. This is the playbook. So what's happening is that in order to continue to usurp our freedoms, they have to kind of, you know, release us, let us then tighten down, then release us, tighten down, then go back and forth. And each time they tighten down a little more. So while they've loosened up some of the restrictions around the country and the world, here is California setting these draconian new standards that are eviscerating our right to privacy and our right to make medical decisions and have rights over our children's bodies and consent and knowledge. And so they're setting the bar, basically. So when the rest of the states start to tighten down again, because they're going to tighten down, this is the plan. They'll say, oh, by the way, we have to tighten down. And look at California. They have all these great new legislation and regulations and medical Gestapo. Let's follow their lead. This is horrific. So I'm telling people, Biden, Newsom, all of these elected officials, I do not believe they've been elected, truly. They've obviously taken an oath to something else, whether it's the WEF, whether it's the Davos group, right? Or they're CCP foot soldiers. They're not serving the people. Either they're being blackmailed, or they're being coerced, or they're being threatened, or they're just evildoers. I don't know. But folks, this primary election is the most important election in the history of the state of California, if not the nation. Because whatever happens to California, do not think for one second if you're living in Texas or Florida, you are safe. You are not. If California falls, we are the firewall against the rest of the world and this global dominance. If California falls, so goes the rest of the states. It'll be like a cancer metastasizing. It will only be a matter of time. I tell people, even if you've left the state, continue to invest in this election, because we are the front lines against this tyranny. It's never been more drastic than it is right now. It's never been more important. There's usually 15 million people out of 22 million who do not vote in the primary. And we're asking you, please vote and stop voting for a different wing of the same bird. You've got to stop voting. And I'll have to tell you, I've been looking at all the other candidates. I've been in the ring for 20 years and I've got a really good track record. And I've served as a council member and a vice mayor and a mayor. I've been calling out corruption. I have 20 years of actual community service, and I have never, ever been bought off, ever. And that's why I'm running as a declined estate. You can't buy me off. And so we've got to really look behind the curtain, look at who's funding these candidates, look at the Secretary of State, right? The donor, right? There's filing you have to do every few months. here in California, and you want to look at who are the donors of the candidates, and you're going to see big corporate money behind the top three or four who are actually getting some of the publicity. And we've got to stop voting for those individuals, especially if they've been in bed with big business for several years. They're not going to change their colors once they're in the office.
I want to ask about people voting with their feet in a second, because I think it's important to flush out what's happening in California and how people are reacting, at least those who care to think. But let me ask you, when we just Google Gavin Newsom, the first name that comes up is Michael Schellenberger. Can Michael Schellenberger beat Gavin Newsom? Well, do we care? Because I bet he is just exactly what you just said, you know, the same side of the same coin in this case. Is he a Democrat?
He's been a Democrat for years, and he was even a Democrat in the recall last September. Now all of a sudden he's not. He's really big into nuclear. And I just say to folks, look at when it comes to alternative energy, and that includes nuclear, I believe in what's called the cradle to grave calculation. I don't want to just hear about how much money you're saving or how great this alternative energy is doing. I want to see how much does it cost us in environmental damage, in health, in water, in energy, and so on, to extract the minerals or whatever you need to make the product to generate the electricity. And then I want to see on the back end what happens when you have to dispose of that waste. That's called a cradle to grave calculation. They don't give it for windmills or solar or especially nuclear. So I've been told over and over again, nuclear is great. I'm like, it's great in the middle when it's working, but I want to see on the front end and I want to see on the back end. And when you look at Schellenberger, there's been several candidates who are in place who are there, and they're big corporate shills, and they're in bed with PG&E, they're in bed with the nuclear power companies, they're in bed with Wall Street. You got to look at who's endorsing them, who's financially backing them. Oh, in bed with OpenAI, artificial intelligence. And whether you like Elon Musk or not with Twitter, I don't know, but he wants all of us to be linked into the neural link and our brains connected to a hive mind, for God's sake. These are the people who are running to replace Newsom. There's not going to be a difference. They're all the same big money, and big donors have their hands in all of their pockets. So we've got to go out there and do our due diligence and understand that Schellenberger, who's being elevated as a neither right nor left, by design, by the way, by design, they're doing this because they want to get the people who are disgruntled with the right and the left to vote for him like he's different, but he's not. He's been in big business and in bed with big business for a long time.
Oh, these people are just so disgusting. And I'm glad you're running. I certainly hope you get elected to be governor, because these people love rules for thee, not for me. You'll recall him being caught at the French Laundry, an uberly expensive restaurant, during the lockdown. So these, I'm sorry, I use the word demons a lot, but these anti-American politicians love to enforce draconian measures against we the people, and their measures they themselves don't follow. We see the same thing with Justin Trudeau up in Canada, the hand of the Queen, by the way. When he was sworn in, he swore his allegiance to the Queen and her Privy Council, not to the people. And I think Gavin Newsom is very much cut from the same cloth. I mean, I think Gavin Newsom and Justin Trudeau look like they could be fraternity brothers, and they were selected by the same Soros apparatus or the Getty apparatus, which is, again, not a pro-American or pro-human apparatus. It's anti-human, it's anti-Canadian, it's anti-people.
Well, you know, you have to look at the World Economic Forum. We're seeing what's going on May 22nd. They're going to try to usurp all of our federal laws, our constitutions, U.S. and state constitutions. And they're setting it up again at the net, right? So right now, it looks like COVID has passed. And yet now the World Economic Forum, I'm sorry, the WHO, W-H-O, but even though the WEF is going to be there at the same time, ironically, in the same day, but the WHO on May 22nd is going to have us sign on to over 190 different signatories, different nation states, onto the WHO, where basically says you have power in a time of a health emergency, you get to declare it. And when you do that, basically you rule. And so anybody who is at all connected to the WEF in any way, shape or form, in my opinion, is a complete treasonous individual and is a traitor to the United States. And that includes, of course, Justin Trudeau up in Canada. So they've obviously taken an oath to something other than the Constitution and their oath of office. And the American people have got to wake up really, really fast, because they're moving hard. And the ball is set up at the net. Right now, it looks like and feels like COVID is passing. It is not. We know within 1 to 2 months, there's gonna be a huge spike in illnesses and deaths again. And we're getting this from the best leading minds out there who've been absolutely spot on for the last 2 years. And they're telling us you're going to start seeing a huge uptick in deaths within 1 to 2 months. It's very disturbing, but the science is there. It is backing it up. And when that happens, now the WHO, after May 22nd, once the US signs off on this, will have the ability to come in here and do whatever they want. Americans should be highly, highly alarmed. This is absolutely traitorous and treasonous activity.
You're right. May 22nd through the 28th is that World Health Organization, I guess, conference, for lack of a better word. And they're going to try to sign us on to this thing. And during the next plandemic, that's the excuse that will be used, as the next plandemic, to usurp American sovereignty and to usher in, boy, something perhaps as draconian as what we're seeing in China, with these people being absolutely locked down in their apartments and arrested if they dare leave to get food.
Well, and that's when people ask, what do you think our future can hold? I said, well, if you do nothing, look to China. Look at the social credit system, right? They're going to have every single thing tied in. And the thing is, too, is that most people don't realize at all. It's not spoken about. But we had the first stay-at-home orders. I was the mayor at the time of my small town, Nevada City, California. And I would get up at various nights, 1 in the morning, 2, 4, 5 in the morning, to see what was going on. And I started to see between 3 and 5:30 in the morning, an army of utility trucks coming in and actually extending the fiber optics from pole to pole to pole. Now, okay, I don't care. I don't have a problem with fiber optics, but why are they doing this in the middle of the night, night after night after night? Why? Because when we came out of our stay-at-home orders, there were antennas everywhere, huge antennas up and down the interstates, in our neighborhoods, in our schools, down our country roads, antennas everywhere. And it didn't happen just in California. It didn't happen just in my small town. It happened across the whole entire United States, as well as the whole entire world. I've talked to people from Israel to Ireland, and the exact same thing happened. When people came out of their stay-at-home orders, there were antennas everywhere that just popped up. That does not just spontaneously happen. That takes years of planning, hiring, funding, preparing, training, and so on. And that happened as soon as we got our stay-at-home orders.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in to SGT Report. This is a good time for a quick word about our sponsor. Friends, now is the time to prepare, as inflation is upon us. And a gold IRA with Noble Gold might just be perfect for you. A reliable hedge against inflation. And with gold, you'll own a global asset, something tangible at a time where collapse appears to be right around the corner. And this month, for every IRA above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call 877-646-5347 now to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Do you care to speculate what that involves? Is it 5G that you're concerned about?
Yeah, I've been an opponent of 5G for years and years. I've gone before the Assembly in Sacramento and the Congress, and I have testified against it because it is a military grade weapon. These frequencies can be used to target people, to take out people. I talk to people in the military. They tell me how they were flying over communities and farmers in the Middle East, and they would literally shoot down a beam of 5G, of millimeter wave, and scramble the farmers and the soldiers' brains on the ground, and they'd literally drop dead. This is not, I'm not making this up. I'm hearing this from a former Air Force flight surgeon. And it's because they can use this in a variety of different ways, depending upon the frequency and who they're targeting. They can target en masse, or they can target a particular person. So we have got to be highly, highly suspicious of this. And the other thing that most Americans do not realize is, a few years ago, Congress, after having a hearing, actually told AT&T and Verizon and all the telecoms to stop doing business with the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party's Huawei and ZTE. They've been the ones making the motherboards and the devices in our phones and in the hardware in our phones and in the antennas. And here's our Congress, right, saying, hey, don't do business with them anymore because of antitrust laws. We can't trust them. And you're like, well, wait a second, the horse is out of the barn. We all have the devices in our hands. The antennas are everywhere. Because there's back doors to them. These are towering Trojan horses, and people have got to wake up. I cannot say this enough. And just the simple fact that we were all locked away for a few weeks and came out and there's antennas everywhere should be highly suspect.
Yeah. Well, that's for sure. And I'm sure you recall, because you were paying attention to it, Tom Wheeler, the former chairman of the FCC, absolutely foaming at the mouth to fast track this untested, literally safety untested, new technology. And he loved to say, far better for the innovators to innovate than for us to wait for the standards.
Right.
It's insane. It's almost, go ahead.
It's never been tested. And I tell people, even our cell phones, when they're tested one at a time, a distance from our head, right? What's never been tested is the ubiquitous use of all these antennas and printers and phones and modems and, you know, and Alexas. That has never, we are in a soup of radio frequencies. And when people say, oh, it doesn't affect us, I'm like, it's invisible, you can't see it. Right. But we're bioelectric beings. The question is not, is it impacting us or affecting us? The question is to what extent? And the smaller you are, the younger you are, the more it's going to impact you. And so people are very naive about this. And I said, look, if radio frequencies were smoke, you'd be yelling fire and getting out of the place, right? But because we can't see the frequencies, they're invisible. And that's the danger. And the powers that be know that and are taking advantage of it.
Well, let me ask you about your policies should you become governor, which I hope you do. But first, let me ask you about the reaction from the people in Sacramento, the capital, and Gavin Newsom, as they see hundreds of thousands of Californians fleeing the state because of these Democrat destructive policies. Do these people not learn from this exodus from California, or do they just double down and raise taxes?
No, they're thrilled. I mean, this is what they want. They want the homeless. They want the inflation. They want the overtaxation. They want the exodus. Look at, we're in a war. It's World War III. It's a spiritual war. That's why we're being censored. That's why our food distribution and plants and processing centers are being blown up and burning down to the ground. That's why the baby formula is gone, though Canada over, you know, the border has it. This is a war. These are proxy wars. They want people to flee California. They want to squeeze everyone out. Why? Because they're buying us up pennies on the dollar. They're coming in here, the Black Rocks, the Blackstones, the Vanguards, and they're purchasing about 5,000 homes a month in the state of California alone. They've purchased upwards to 200,000 homes alone in California, and they're never letting them go. They're never let that we're going to be. And this is the entry level homes, right? So basically, if you ever want to get your foot in the door and be a homeowner, those days are going to be over. They want everyone to be a renter. So when you hear Klaus Schwab say, you will own nothing and be happy, that is literally underway right now. In addition, people are saying we don't have the water. I know we're in drought, but we have the water. It's really more due to the mismanagement and the stealing of water and the irresponsibility of water. And let me tell you, I'm going up and down the state talking firsthand to the ranchers and to the farmers, and they're being targeted. They're being made the evil guys. Oh, granted, they could be more efficient. They can conserve better, no doubt. A lot of things we can do to improve, but they're not the bad guys. We have data centers. We have big industries. They're the ones taking a lot of water, right? So when you have data centers like Google and, you know, and Facebook, they have to have tons and tons of water to cool all of those computers, right? And that water just evaporates and goes away. But we're not talking about them. We're talking about the farmers. And then we're saying, sorry, you can't get any more water. They're not saying that to Facebook or Google. And oh, by the way, because you don't have water, you're not going to have a crop, and we're going to buy your property pennies on the dollar. And when we take your property, we're also going to take your water rights.
Yeah. Well, Renette, they're going to engineer a famine. I mean, yes, we can see it. Lake Mead is virtually empty right now. And I don't know where California thinks it's going to get its water, much less Las Vegas and Nevada. But let me do a screen share here. You want to talk about the madness of these people in charge. California regulator rejects desalination plant despite historic drought. How in the world does that make any sense? You got a whole body of water right next to you called the Pacific, and they don't want to use any of that water. They don't want to, I mean, come on. And I think the technology probably exists now to make that way more affordable than it used to be to desalinate the ocean water.
Well, you know, and I know it's, and I consider myself an environmentalist. That's how I got my beginnings. And I think what we need to look at the desalination plants is I think it can be done in such a way that is lower energy and also not as harmful on the environment at all. I know the brine getting it out into the ocean, it could actually be piped out further. So it could actually, you know, basically kind of, you know, dissolve and get diluted. But people are concerned about that. But I do believe that we have the ability to keep the environmental damage to an all-time low. So no, it's as I said, the leaders are happy with the outcome. They're happy with the rise in homelessness and crime and taxation and inflation, because there's definitely a big move to squeeze Californians out of the state so somebody, something can actually take this state and usurp it pennies on the dollar. People need to be very concerned. And again, I know people think, oh, that's California, they're crazy, who cares? You lose California, you're all toast. Don't think you're safe anywhere in this state. If California falls, the fifth or sixth largest economy in the world, right? We've got the water, we've got the oil, we've got the food, we've got the beaches, we've got the assets, we've got the wood, we've got so much. We've got the tech companies, right? We've got Silicon Valley, though I think they're uber evil myself, but we've got all this. And for the United States to lose that, and to lose that type of essentially superpower, and then to expect that if that we could not protect ourselves and other smaller states could protect themselves is naive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I agree with you. It really worries me. And I don't live anywhere near California. So if you became governor, what kind of support would you find that you might have or might not have in Sacramento? I mean, even if we had an honest governor who put the Constitution of the United States first in California, what could really be done? And what is your dream scenario of what could be done?
Well, first and foremost, I would just make sure there's a message sent to the legislators that any bill that goes across my desk that's unconstitutional, I'm not going to sign it. We're going to set the standard, right? The next thing is I will open my door to anybody left or right. I'll speak with anyone, listen to anyone. That's how I've been for years and years. That's been how I've been leading for years. The next thing is, though, is that I've already have a 30-page blueprint on my electrenette.com website. That is a beautiful blueprint for California. And it actually is based upon an economy on restoration and healing. We have the ability to expand what is called the infrastructure bank. It's California's public bank that nobody knows about. And it's actually used for infrastructure jobs, and it's underutilized. It's basically a pet project for leaders and a slush fund for them, essentially. And we want to expand it so that basically we can start really rebuilding our topsoil, expanding regenerative farming, right? Recovering our forests that are burning up and dying, and actually use our own infrastructure bank to lend the money at extremely low interest rates. And the more that you can check off the regenerative, right, environmental criteria, the list, the lower your interest rate. So it's very incentivized. And we start working on making California beautiful again and producing, right? Going from being consumers to being producers again, and bringing back the rule of law and bringing back common sense.
Common sense, something that Gavin Newsom and the Democrats so sorely lack. I mean, it really is astounding. We have a friend actually who lives out in California. She works in the movie business, and she does quite well for herself in that business, but she's as brainwashed as anybody you can imagine in California. She used to live in Minnesota, friends with my wife, known her for years, great gal, but she's absolutely brainwashed. And she and her husband get their news on a nightly basis from Lester Holt in the NBC Nightly News. So I guess there are people in California that are diehards that do drink the Kool-Aid, and they think life is just perfect in California, despite, what is it? Is it the highest personal income tax rate in the nation at this point?
Right. And they're going to feel it. They're not going to be done squeezing, and it's going to get really ugly relatively soon if we don't change this course. So it's so critical to stress that. And right now I feel so badly, but I live in a very liberal community. Nevada City is quite liberal. And when I did not go out there and really promote masks, if you want to wear masks, I support that. I believe in medical freedom, but I was not going to do it myself because I knew my own health and my immune system. And I also knew, you know, I was looking at the information behind it, and it was not the best thing. We need to protect the vulnerable is what we should have been doing. And I was not pushing the vaccinations either, because I also knew the best thing was to boost our immunity and our, you know, our herd immunity. And so because of this, my community thought that I betrayed them, because I've been working on my community for almost 20 years. I've invested myself in it. And what happened is that the system, the powers that be, took advantage of liberals and their goodwill. A lot of liberals believe in the larger good. They believe in helping others, right? And when I specifically did not go along with that narrative, my community specifically they felt betrayed by me. They were angry at me, like, Renette, you of all people, how could you not wear your mask? How could you not get vaccinated? And I was trying to tell them that you've been misled, and you're being taken advantage of, and your goodwill is being taken advantage of. And there's other alternatives to these draconian measures that are splitting us up, dividing us, and destroying our lives as we know it. We have other options, and your leaders are not telling you. And I actually stepped down from my third term, was ready to begin my third term as a city council member, just wrapping up as mayor. And instead I read my resignation letter because I knew, I was seeing from behind the scenes what was really going on. And we had other alternatives, and it was not being shared. And I know as an elected official, it is my job, it is my responsibility to keep my constituents informed. And instead, I was blatantly seeing our county and city representatives giving disinformation, misinformation, confusing people. And when people are confused, when people don't have information, they're out of their power. It's when they're informed that they're powerful. And I could very clearly see that our leaders were trying to disempower the public and our citizens, and shame on them.
Shame on them indeed. All right, as we wrap this up, just one more topic here. The madness of these Democrats, I really don't think it's madness so much as it is a fleecing, a looting. I think they're looting our nation. We can see in Seattle this scheme to build 165 apartments for homeless people at a cost of $48 million. Do the math on that, guys. It's pretty close to the math we see here. LA is paying $600,000 apiece for units to house homeless people. Renette, how can people possibly want to continue to live in that state and pay taxes when they see grift like this?
Well, it's called disaster capitalism, right? You've got these no bid contracts. You've got people making tons and tons of money. And I'm sure lobbyists are making money, and our politicians are making money. And they're happy with it because we hear Newsom talking and bragging about how he's throwing hundreds of millions of dollars towards restoring the forest, towards you know, ending houselessness and so on. And then we never see where the money goes. We never see it actually on the streets in action. And so again, people are really happy with this. The fact that we're spending $600,000 to $1 million in California per homeless person and nothing is being shown of it tells you it's going somewhere. So again, this is disaster capitalism. These are contractors, these are NGOs, these are politicians who are making a lot of money on the backs of others and their suffering.
Yeah. They're looting the state. They're looting the taxpayer. It's the same thing we see on a federal level. Yeah. $40 billion for Ukraine, Surf. Send us your income tax check, please, to, I guess, fund Ukraine. It makes no sense at all. All right, we'll do a screen share here as we round out the conversation with Renette Senham. She's running for governor, not as a Democrat, not as a Republican, but as a Californian. And God, I hope you get in there. I hope you win. What can people do to support you? What's the most important call to action for folks right now?
Well, you know, this coming Thursday, actually, at Facebook headquarters, I myself, along with Bobby Kennedy Jr. and some other incredible leaders in California, are doing a protest against the censorship. So the censorship around my campaign alone, they took down my campaign page on Instagram in January. My hashtags don't work. Posts cannot be shared. Zoom calls are limited as far as the numbers of people who can participate. Even my own name, Renette Senham, you will get a community standards violation notice when you put my name into certain chats and comments. There is a massive Chinese CCP version of censorship that has completely overtaken all of our media, our social media. It's insane. So this is what's really important to the listeners, whether you're in California or outside of California, please, I'm personally imploring you to go out there and identify 10 people that you know, to have them come and support this campaign, because I'm the only one that's actually not bought off. And I actually have a 20-year track record that's really serious of calling out corruption and serving the people. Please go out there and sidestep the censorship. Talk to 10 people and ask them to also do the same thing. 10 people. If we do that consistently in 8 days, we can reach 100 million people. So that's key, is please, please, please get the word out. Send electronet.com to your friends, text it, email it, whatever you can do. The next thing is because I am not a party, you know, party affiliated candidate whatsoever, we're doing this and we're 100% grassroots. We have no big corporate funds behind us at all. We need donations. We are in the ring with the big boys and we're doing it and we're scrapping and we're doing it on a 10th of the amount of the other ones because we have no cush, we have no fat, we don't need it, but we do need funds because we have just about 2.5 weeks left and we've got to get my name out all over the place and sidestep this incredible censorship. And it's going to have to be all of you. You're the ones to help. And if not, if California goes into the hands of any of the top 3-4 candidates who are being pushed right now by major media, I don't care who wins in the general in November, we're going to have a Newsom 2.0 and California's toast.
Oh my. All right. Well, what a call to action, guys. Help save California by electing Renette for California governor, as opposed to the powers that be, the NGOs, Soros, selecting the next governor of California. It's going on all around the country, friends, but you know, people are waking up. Good men and women are waking up, and it's time to take our country back. Let's start with California. Our guest has been Renette Senem, the next governor of the great state of California. Renette, thank you so much.
Thank you. I so appreciate it. Take care.
All right. Very good. Friends, thank you so much for tuning in. A very special thank you to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv, as always. And friends, for real news every single day, the antidote to Lester Holt's lies and Mockingbird mainstream media propaganda, you can visit us directly at sgtreport.com. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
Your freedom is totally under assault in every direction with lawlessness. This is worse than what we saw in Venezuela and Argentina, and it's equivalent to what's going on in Cuba, North Korea, and Communist China right now.